This is the EWN Radio Network.
Welcome to Brain Lady Speaks with Julie Anderson. Julie Brain Lady Anderson is considered to be one of the nation's top experts on the brain-personality connection. She has been inspiring her audiences to fire up their brains and ignite positive changes in their relationships. And now, she is here to bring that knowledge to you. The information she shares will help those who hear it to accelerate their success in life and business through the discovery of their natural gifts and maximizing their brain power. When you learn to tap into the potential of your natural gifts and the power of the brain-mind connection, there is no limit to what you can accomplish. Today and every Wednesday on Brain Lady Speaks, you'll explore the latest findings to see how they have practical application in your life. And now, get ready to join Julie Anderson on the Brain Lady Speaks radio show. Take it away, Julie.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. Welcome to the Brain Lady Speaks radio show on this absolutely beautiful Wednesday morning. Towards the end of July, I can't believe we are already looking, we are more than halfway through summer, more than halfway through 2017. It has just gone by so fast. For those of you who are getting, who have kids, I'm sure, I couldn't believe it. I went into to the Target the other day and there were all the back to school stuff. So you guys are already thinking about that. We'll have some shows here in the future on helping your kids with their homework and the brains of your children. But I want to thank you very much for being on the show today and joining me and my amazing guest. I'm really excited to get to the topic that we're going to talk about, because you know, if you're a follower of the Brain Lady Speaks radio show, you know that I'm all about understanding the brain of the individuals that you are interacting with, whether that interaction is on a personal level in your personal relationships or on a business level. In those critical moments that you have to capture the attention of the brain of your potential client. And that is what we're going to be doing some information on today, is we're going to be talking all about learning styles and how to create engaging online programs. So if you have questions for the guest today, if you are listening in live, there is a call-in number on the show page. You can call in that and we'll take your questions on the show as we're talking about this very critical topic, because this is something that we all need to think about when we are in business. We want to, there's always that, you hear people talk about the competitive edge or getting, you know, one up on your competition. I'm not out to tell you to be competitive. However, I am going to tell you if there's unique things that you can do that are going to make your business and your products and your services more attractive to your customers or your potential customers and clients by addressing the needs of their individual brains. So I am very excited about the show today. I want to make sure that everybody pays attention as well to the show page, because on the show page is where you are going to see all of the critical contact information for my guest today, as well as ways to get her get her complimentary offer that she's giving out to the listeners, as well as how to connect with her on social media. And if you're interested in doing more business with her or finding out more of what she does, all that information is going to be on the show page. So it is the Brain Lady Speaks radio show. So you can go to brainladyspeaks.com and that will drop you right onto the show page, and you can look at the show for today, July 26, 2017. To find more information as we move on to the topic. With that in mind, I want to tell you a little bit about our guest today. I am just so impressed with her bio. It was kind of like, as I was typing up the show page information last week, it was like, how do I get all of this information? Because I have these limited amount of characters that I can use in the description portion. But she has an absolutely amazing bio. We are going to be talking today with Petra Meyer of Petra Meyer Consulting. And I just want to tell you a little bit about what her background is. And if you want more details, you're just going to have to connect with her afterwards. And I encourage you to do so. To start with, she has 11 years experience online with online strategy and e-commerce within organizations such as British Airways, and One World Management Company. So she has worked with large corporations. She has 4 years consulting experience with local companies and entrepreneurs. She has an MBA from Lancaster University, a degree in business administration from the Technical College in Munich. She has an associate certificate in e-commerce from BCIT. She'll have to explain to us what that is. A certificate of professional coaching from Simon Fraser University. She has all kinds of experience in the e-commerce. And we know, I think this is an amazing topic for this particular show, because we know that so much is going into e-commerce, and that's what she has so much experience in. She's created and implemented numerous websites and online tools that are directly tied to getting online revenue and improving customer satisfaction. She develops online training modules. She helps you to create mobile apps and mobile websites. She has all kinds of online strategy development, project management. She has worked with British Airways, Candice Flutter, CNC Consulting, Clear Directions Coaching, DNA Life Coaching, Exceptional Experiences Travel. I mean, and it just goes on and on and on. And you can check out more of her bio and her experience on her website, PetraMeyerConsulting.com. But what I want to do now is I just want to get to the chase. I want to invite and welcome Petra Meyer to the show today.
Well, thank you, Julie, and thank you for your warm welcome. This sounds far more amazing than I think I am. So, I mean, I think this is awesome. So thank you so much.
Oh, no, you are amazing.
I don't know. I did all those things.
I know. It's funny
shows
when you start
age.
Listening out.
Yeah.
Well, I feel very blessed, and I'm sure that our listeners will as well, to have you on the show today. And as I said, it's a topic that I love, because in my business, I'm always emphasizing attract the brain. And one of the five main components that I teach people about the brain personality connection is their sensory, also known as their learning styles. So what I always like to, and that's what we're going to be talking about today. But before we get into just why this is so important and answering some questions about online programs in your business, because we're going to be very business focused today. But I want the listeners to keep in mind that this also applies in your personal relationships as well. Before we get into answering all those questions, tell me a little bit about what, I mean, when I read this bio, it's like amazing. What drove you to become interested in this type of a business and in focusing on the online community? Like, what was your driving force or your experience in life that led you down this path? If you can share that with our listeners today.
Yeah, you know, it's a really interesting question, and thank you for asking it. And sometimes, I don't know if you feel the same way and if the listeners feel the same way, but sometimes we look back at the path that we've traveled and we don't really know how we got there. And I think that's a little bit, that was a little bit my story. I, at one stage, had this program about how to create programs, and I kind of wondered, when did I actually decide to do this? And I couldn't really remember. So it's just been one thing leading to another thing that got me to the place where I am. And that sounds a little bit unplanned, but it just happened that way. I mean, as you've mentioned that I've worked with big corporations. So I've had I've done a lot of decisions by opportunities that presented themselves. So I grew up in Germany, and then I had the first opportunity that took me to work in the States when I was in my early 20s. And then I went back to Germany, and then I had another opportunity that took me to Australia to work there, and I went back to Germany. And I was seeking another opportunity to get me back to Australia, which happened, and got there, and then I had to go back to Germany. It was just like this back and forth. And in 2001, I was working for British Airways at that stage in Germany, and I had the opportunity to come to Canada to work for the One World Management Company. So the One World Management Company is the alliance management company around the One World Alliance, around British Airways, American Airlines, Cathay Pacific, Qantas, and you name it. So I was working at their head office here in Vancouver, BC, and I started as a marketing manager, and then I went into e-commerce. I took the role of e-commerce manager, And that's perhaps where, you know, it's like when you're on a train and they come to the division and you suddenly take a different route. So I guess that's where one of those divisions happened, one of the many. But that one was that I started becoming responsible for the website. And during that time, we did a major website relaunch. We created, this was in the early stages when people were starting to think about mobile. I remember looking at the statistics, and 2-3% of our viewers would look at the website on mobile. 2-3%. Now it's probably more 60-70%. So it was really at that very early start, and we created a mobile site, and we created mobile apps, and we were one of the first. We were the first alliance to actually go down the road to be really progressive and create these type of tools. We created a round-the-world booking tool. I did my first e-learning project for OneWorld. So I had exposure to a lot of things during my time with OneWorld. But in 2011, they actually decided to close the office in Vancouver and to move the office to New York. And I decided not to move to New York. I didn't want to leave Vancouver. And so I started my own business. And then initially, I continued on that path, website-related projects and guiding smaller companies in web strategy and helping with mobile development, etc. And after a while, I don't know exactly why, I looked at something and I came across this coaching certification, and I decided to take the coaching certification at Simon Fraser University and did that. And then I realized I wanted to work with groups. I wanted to work online because I want to be location independent. And that's when I started creating my first programs, made a lot of mistakes, spent a lot of time and money on learning, on overcoming mistakes, and still am working a lot on self-development and personal training and courses in all kinds of different areas of business. But at the same time, I also now offer that type of service to my clients. So it's just been kind of just hopping from one rock in the river to another rock in the river.
That's awesome. But it's given you so much amazing experience, and you're able to, I love the fact that you had that corporate background, primarily because one of the things that I find a lot of entrepreneurs, when I'm working with my clients and customers, a lot of entrepreneurs have this solopreneur, small business mindset. And in order to really make it very successful, you kind of have to think a little bit like more like corporate. It, not necessarily in terms of the culture, but more in terms of the way they do business. And so I like that you're able to bring that experience to your customers. Well, let's go ahead. I love hearing that background. Let's go ahead and start getting into the meat of this. Let's talk about online programs. Why are online programs so important to an entrepreneur and their business, or even a company and their business? Why are online programs so important?
Yeah, so I think it's, I think there's all these different reasons why it is important to think about it. Nowadays, the world has gotten a lot smaller. It is absolutely possible that you're a solopreneur and you're based somewhere in the United States, and you have a client who is in Australia, in New Zealand, in England, or if you even service other languages, you could go and have any other European languages, Asia. Everything is at the fingertip, as we can say, if we're looking at our mouse and at our keyboard. These clients can all interact with us in real time as well as at a flexible time. And this is where I think online programs are so powerful, because they give flexibility not only to you as the person who runs the program, but also, and most importantly, to your clients. So your clients have the ability to participate in the program wherever they are and whenever they want to, if anything is pre-recorded. Now, the powerful part, though, with online programs, we can mix and match it. It doesn't have to be all pre-recorded. It can have a very large component of content that is generated live, And it can have, you can be individual, you can go with groups, you can be super flexible. Whatever the program, however you design your program, really needs to be designed so it works for you as the program owner in the best possible way to create that lifestyle that you want, but it also serves your clients in the best possible way. So when I look at business strategy, I always look at it as if it were a bridge. And the points of the bridge is you're on one side, and so you have a specific way how you want to live your life. You want to be, like I said, I like to be location independent. A lot of clients who come to me say that as well. Location independent really resonates with them. They want to be able to travel, work from anywhere. They might want to relocate to a different location for a while. They want to spend time with their kids or with their parents and be able to work from their location. So that really resonates. The other part that resonates is to be really flexible about time. To say, you know, I choose the time when I am providing my program, when I'm providing the service. I choose the time. And my clients also choose the time when they are using the service. So we all have that location and time freedom. And I think as we become more used to being able to design our time, our lives to our desires, there's an expectation that we offer this. And I've noticed that there is people that are, let's say you're an expert and you provide services predominantly in life events. There's a business model that is predominantly based on life events. Even when you offer live events, to be able to offer an online program that they get as a bonus for the live event may make the difference between somebody signing up or not. Because that time difference between them signing up for the live event and actually the event happening, you want to bridge that gap. You want to give them something that they can work on. And an online course, a pre-recorded online course, can do that without actually adding to your time. Once it's created, it doesn't cost you any time. So those are the flexibilities that I think are really important for us to consider when we're looking at the solopreneur and their clients. Now, you also mentioned corporate, and I think that's hugely important as well for corporate. And I also work with corporates on e-learning projects. They run them slightly differently than what entrepreneurs typically do. But for them, they typically have e-learning projects either for their staff, let's say for onboarding, or if there is a merger and acquisition and they're combining two different teams, then people need to be trained. So for onboarding, the other one is for actually training their distribution channels. So providing their distribution channels with the knowledge about the products in an easy way, sales forces can't handle this anymore. So providing this in an online environment is a perfect way to train people, to educate people, and to create loyalty.
That's awesome. You know, I got a great tip from that. I'm like, oh, I do live events all the time. Bridging it before, bridging your live event because of the time that you have going on, the bridging it with an online event. That's awesome. That's amazing. Okay, we are getting ready to go to our first commercial break here on the Brain Lady Speaks radio show. So I want everyone to get a sip of water, hydrate, stand up, stretch, get some oxygen to that brain, and join me after the break for some more beautiful gems with Petra Meyer of Petra Meyer
Brain
Consulting.
Chemistry. Julie Anderson provides you with tools and processes that will change your life in a positive way. Julie uniquely blends science and psychology when she shares her knowledge and information with businesses, entrepreneurs, women's groups, and families to improve workplace morale and productivity, parents creating dynamic relationships with their children, and women achieving more in life and business. Julie Anderson will be right back with the Brain Lady Speaks radio show.
Hi, I'm Sandra Yancey, founder and CEO of eWomen Network. Are you ready to rise up and share all your greatness to the world? Stop playing small and settling for mediocrity? If so, then you need to join us at our eWomen Network Entrepreneur Conference and Business Expo in Dallas this year, August 3rd through the 5th. There will be hundreds of women entrepreneurs from all over the world waiting to meet you to share knowledge, wisdom, and even partnerships. Get ready to be coached by me and learn from other multi-million dollar speakers who will teach, inspire, motivate, and guide you to transform your thinking from small to big. And you can't beat the food and fun at our Saturday night dance party either. Look, no one makes it alone, so it's time to stop trying to be the COE, chief of everything, and step into your role as CEO. There is nothing like the eWomen Network Conference to bring out your genius and help you take action on living your dream. Register at eWomenNetwork.com.
Welcome back to the Brain Lady Speaks radio show with Julie Anderson. By including the latest scientific research on the brain-personality connection, Julie Brain Lady Anderson provides her clients with the all-important why behind what people do and how they think. The information she shares will help those who hear to accelerate their success in life and business through the discovery of their natural gifts and maximizing their brain power. Here again is your host, Julie Anderson, on the Brain Lady Speaks radio show.
Welcome back. Welcome back to the Brain Lady Speaks radio show. I am Julie Brain Lady Anderson here with my amazing guest, Petra Meyer of Petra Meyer Consulting. And I want to, we're going to ask a couple more questions and get some more beautiful gems of her knowledge today. But I want to always encourage everyone, stay on till the end. Because as during the break, I was looking at what she has to offer, and I want to make sure that you're able to connect with her and take advantage of the complimentary offer that she's giving our listeners today. So be sure to stay on to the end of the show to get all of that detailed information on how to connect more. So back with Petra. Petra, we were talking before the break about these online programs and why it's so important. And you mentioned how some people do those live events, those workshops, and those seminars. Can you tell me what is really so different about the two, about your online programs versus doing a live event or a workshop or seminar?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think the major difference in that is that when you're doing a live event, you somehow get feedback from the audience. You see where people are squirming in the seat, or you see when they're kind of their eyes get droopy, or when they kind of look at you like, I don't get it. So you can repeat it and describe something from a different way. You can have them ask you questions. There is more of a dialogue going on. So you're actually engaging and interacting with people, and depending, of course, how interactive you're creating your workshop, that can be highly interactive, and you get a lot of feedback, and people are actually even contributing to the learning. Now, if you look at the extreme opposite, which would be a self-study course, something that is pre-recorded and you don't have any interaction with your client, that's the extreme opposite of that continuum, then on that end, you don't get any feedback. You have to kind of preempt that. You have to think through what could be the feedback at this point, and you have to address that. So in how you're creating the program, how you're planning the program, and how you're taking people through that course, you have to think about whatever could be coming up for the different types of audience who are listening in, and preempt and clarify these questions, and also provide them with some opportunity to interact in some ways with themselves, so that they have the interaction that makes learning so much more powerful. Learning is not just listening to information and absorbing it. It's really working with that information and integrating it. And in fully automated, you have to include interaction and integration into the course setup for them to get the learning out of the course. Does that make any sense?
It does. It does. So you have to be able to have something either interactive online or a PDF they can download or a workbook or something that can go along with it.
Exactly. So you give them tasks and interactive activities, reflection activities that you give them kind of in some shape like a homework. And with that homework, they're engaging with that material that they've just learned. And with that, they're also looking at how can I apply this into my life or into my business. And that's really where the planning side comes into the future, planning for the future. How do I use this for the future? And these type of exercises need to be spread out throughout your course in a logical way so that your clients can absorb what they've learned and integrate it and start planning the application for it before they go into the next step.
That's great. That is so great. I also tell people when they're doing those recordings, get yourself up. Like sometimes I have a nice long cord on my headset that I use, and I will stand up and move as if I'm in front of a live audience. That adds energy to your voice as well, which adds energy into your entire thing. But I love that you have to really have something that's going to keep them engaged while they're doing these programs, especially if you have longer programs, I would think, as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right. So why should – let's say I'm ABC, entrepreneur listening to this program. Why should I be considering, or why should I want to offer online programs in my business? What's mm-hmm. the benefit of doing that? It seems oftentimes very like this big mountain that you have to climb, especially if you're not a web mm-hmm. designer, you don't understand all the technical side to it. So mm-hmm. a lot of people, I think, I know for me, that has pushed me away from doing as many online programs as I really should. But what? Mm-hmm. Why is it so important that we should get over this and put it in our business as an entrepreneur?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so this is a really good point, and you're so right that people tend to look at this like this is a huge mountain and I'm never going to do it. And it's, this is, you're the brain lady. You know how we kind of fool ourselves. Ultimately, a mountain is also a step by step by step. So we have to look at things more in smaller, more digestible chunks so that we're not overwhelming ourselves. But that's one thing. So you said, why is it important? So there's three reasons where online programs, in the broadest sense of the word, can help you in your business. The first one is it can help you with lead generation. So if you have a small program, and a small program could even be just PDF-based, it could be one video with a worksheet, and it doesn't have to be complicated. Something like this that you have available on your website for people who provide you with their contact details, then that can serve your lead generation. So you put that on your website, you drive traffic to it, you put it on social media. Once you've got it all sorted out, you may even put some Facebook ads out for it. This will help you build your list and build the people that are following what you've got to say, who could then, through engaging email marketing and lots of value, be moved into becoming one of your clients. So lead generation is number one. The second one is value creation. This is the story that we just talked about earlier, somebody who is offering a live event. If you just law for the live event, it's 4 months from now. There is no value between now and the live event. The value comes at the event. If you provide them with some online program that is accommodating or helping them to prepare for the event so that they get most out of the event, you're already giving them value between today and the day of the event. So value creation is huge for your clients. Also, once somebody is in a program, the additional value that program can provide by pre-recorded and downloadable material is huge, and they will love you for it. On the other hand, it also creates value for yourself as the owner of the program because it provides you with that time flexibility and the location flexibility. I tell you, I have one program now that I've created, and it's my signature program. And for that program, I've actually tallied it up one day, and I was surprised as how many hours of content I have in this program. It's actually about more than 15 hours recorded content, and there is 94 or 96 hours of live interaction over the course of a year. But if I have one more client coming into the program, I'm only spending an additional 2 hours on that. So creating basically 120 hours of material out of 2 hours of my time, that's creating huge value in my business. So obviously this is a great program for me to promote and also on the other hand, it's for my clients huge value because of what I packed into the program. So that's the value creation side. And then, of course, there's the revenue creation side. So when we're looking at revenue, it's about selling the program itself, but it's also about the ability to cross-sell and upsell. So, for example, I have a client who's just started working with me on a coaching package. And the predominant part of her package is that she gets private coaching. But what I did is I included one of my self-study courses, and that was her first thing to do, is to go through the self-study course and do all the work from the self-study course and bring that into the coaching program.
And she got huge value out of the self-study course and made huge steps forward in identifying who her audience is, how she wants to show up for the niche, and also what she is serving them with. And so that now when we go into the coaching side of that contract, we have something very meaty to work on. And that's created extra value for her. And it increased the type of the package that I could offer for her. And therefore, I could also ask for a higher price for my coaching package. But I don't necessarily spend more time on it because the program was already there. So it's those three things. And for some entrepreneurs, they might just look at one of them. It may just be that they look at lead generation. But for some of them, they're really looking at all three of those and incorporating that into their business. And that can be really powerful.
That's awesome. So you've got lead generation, value creation, and revenue creation. So great reasons for doing online programs or using them as bridges with your live events. Mm-hmm. So now, given the show title today, because this is where I really love it, this is where it gets down into the brain. Given the show title today, so this is, we've talked about online programs and the importance of online programs, but really how do you, because we're talking learning styles, what I like to call, like I said, this is one of the five brain personality connection facets I talk about, is your sensory modality. So how your brain processes incoming data most efficiently and effectively. And with online, we don't know. We don't know if the person's a visual, an auditory, a kinesthetic. We don't know how they learn best. Mm-hmm. So why is it important? How do you make these online programs engaging to all of those senses or all of the different sensory modality strengths that are out there?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so there I look at the learning styles from two different angles. One of them is the one that you've just mentioned. So what we want to do in the online program, we want to speak to the visuals. So video obviously is a great way of doing that. The way how you can incorporate video, it can be a recording of a PowerPoint with a voiceover narrative. That's really good for if you're trying to transfer some technical data and you have a lot of information where your PowerPoint slides can help them to understand what you're actually saying. So that's really great. The auditory, obviously, there is some listening. That could be a video. It could also be that you have a pure audio file that you're uploading. So depending on the topics, you need to think about what would best transform and bring that message across to my typical audience. So thinking about who is your ideal audience and then how do they best learn that. Now, kinesthetic is the hardest one because you're not there. They can touch and feel stuff. But by having them fill in worksheets, so you're creating worksheets as part of your program, and you have them fill in those worksheets, that actually helps them to really digest that data in a different way. And then the digital one is really about having them think about how they apply this in their own business. So really make them perhaps work through scenarios or do some journaling exercises that really help them to apply this, what they've just learned, into specifically how they're going to apply it in their business. So that's the one way of looking at learning styles. Now, the other way of looking at learning styles is really thinking about how people are driven and motivated in some ways. So some people really want to, the first thing that they want to know is like, why is this important to me? Why would I even need to listen to this? Or why would I need to watch this course or look at this particular module, the task that you're giving me right now? So we need to have them understand the importance of what this is for them, and that is often done by having them go through some reflective exercises, specifically to the topic of this module. The next person might not be as concerned about the why, but they want to really know what they're going to learn. They're really very much information-focused, and they want to get as much as possible out of a program when it comes to, you know, I want to learn this and this and this and this and this. And they want to know this up front of everything that's included in the program. So they're the what learner. They are the ones that are wanting a lot of information. Now, the next person may not want as much information. They really want to know how this is going to work and how this is going to make an impact on them. So they will want to understand how the information that they've just learned from you, how they can apply that in their own business
and how you, as the program owner and facilitator, are helping them to do that. So they ask this how question. They really want to experiment. They want to have more practical exercises. And so they're really looking for the integration of this material that they've just learned. And the last of those four learning styles, they ask the question, well, if I do this and if I go through this program, what's the result going to be for me? So they're really looking at the application of what they've just learned into the broader space of their life and into their business. So they actually want to look at planning what they've learned into their own business. So planning exercises, getting them to create goals, getting them to perhaps put a timeline on the activities of how they're going to implement that in their own business is going to find, they will find that engaging for the program. So really asking the four questions, why, what, how, and if, is really important, and it's actually also the order in which you would be answering these questions when you are building your program and delivering the program to your clients. And we'll look at these questions over the program overall and then also on a more micro level for each of the modules or even potentially each of the lessons that you include in your program. So looking at these four questions will help each one of the audiences to be engaged and feel that this is really written and created for them.
Those are great. I love that. Why, what, how, and if. Those are some of the things that, as I'm frantically, for anybody who's listening, you know, hopefully you are going to be listening this not in your mobile office, not while you're driving the car, because I'm jotting down all these notes as I'm listening to you speak on ways to improve the programs that I already have in place. Very, very great information. Great tidbits, and I hope everyone appreciates the value that are in these tidbits. And she's got some more great stuff that we're going to be listening to in or that she's going to share with us in just a minute, as well as at the end, like I said, she has a complimentary product that I want everyone to hang in there. So think about, she's talked about getting the engaging the brain, not just through the learning styles, but expanding that into why that person is learning or what their brain needs to get out of that particular program, not just how it's going to be delivered. Is that right? Is that kind of, am I on the right track there?
Yeah, it's definitely. So the how it's delivered was the visual, auditory, kinesthetic, and digital. Absolutely. We want to address all of those, but then it's about how we engage the client is by speaking to them from the perspective of what's really important to them. For some people, they really need to connect with their why in everything that they do, or they check out right at the beginning. They're like, oh, this is not for me, and then they leave. And you know how many programs are not being completed. I mean, it's the vast majority of programs are not completed. The other ones want to know exactly what they're learning. They're very information-focused. They really want this to be very instructional. Others want to practice, and others, again, want to apply it for the future. And that applies as well if we're looking at workshops, if we're creating events. We want to address these four areas in life environment just the same way as we do in the online environment.
That's awesome. Such great information. Okay, we're going to go out to our last commercial break of the hour. But again, everyone stay on because she's got another question that we're going to ask her and then some all great tips as well as ways to connect with Petra even more.
Julie Anderson provides you with tools and processes that will change your life in a positive way. Julie uniquely blends science and psychology when she shares her knowledge and information with businesses, entrepreneurs, women's groups, and families to improve workplace morale and productivity, parents creating dynamic relationships with their children, and women achieving more in life and business. Julie Anderson will be right back with the Brain Lady Speaks radio show.
Hi, I'm Sandra Yancey, founder and CEO of eWomen Network. One of my mottos for business owners is, you can't do it alone. Whether you're in the startup stage of your business or you're scaling, you can't grow without relationships to provide support, wisdom, and new customers.
eWomen Network is your home to connect with other women entrepreneurs who have been where you are or are experiencing the same challenges. We have chapters across the U.S. and Canada that have monthly events featuring our trademarked process called accelerated networking to ensure you get the contacts, resources, and leads you need to grow your business. And once you become a member, you get many benefits, including 2 one-on-one coaching sessions, unlimited access to our membership database, your own personal profile page, and discounts on products and services with our business partners such as UPS and American Express Open. Join the eWomen Network community and let us help you live your dream. For details, visit eWomenNetwork.com.
Hey everyone, this is Julie Brain Lady Anderson here, and I want to talk to you about something that is near and dear to my heart, and that is the Your Best Mind Certification Program. With this program, we are changing lives one brain at a time. See, it's our vision that by providing an educational and uplifting message to individuals about their unique brain gifts, we can help them to maximize the power of their brain and personality. Not in some metaphysical way, but with science. This is the science behind the psychology. And this is the core of what we teach at Your Best Mind. However, as you can imagine, taking this life-changing message to the world is a large, large undertaking. That's why we have created the Your Best Mind Certification Program. This program is a compilation of over 2 decades of training, research, hands-on application, and preparation. Yours truly, Julie Brain Lady Anderson here. I am the owner and founder and CEO of the company, and I have put together the gems of my education to create a remarkable program to pass on to those who are up for the challenge. So if you're up for the challenge, reach out and connect with me because I would love to talk to you more. Call me at, or email me at info@yourbestmindonline.com, and we'll talk, and you can help me change the world for the better. One brain at a time.
Welcome back to the Brain Lady Speaks radio show with Julie Anderson. By including the latest scientific research on the brain-personality connection, Julie Brain Lady Anderson provides her clients with the all-important why behind what people do and how they think. The information she shares will help those who hear to accelerate their success in life and business through the discovery of their natural gifts and maximizing their brain power. Here again is your host, Julie Anderson, on the Brain Lady Speaks radio show.
Welcome back. Welcome back. Hopefully you got up and stretched and took a deep breath and you got your brain ready to go on to this last section of the Brain Lady Speaks radio show. Thank you for staying with me. And again, thank you, Petra, for being on the show today. We are here talking with Petra Meyer of Petra Meyer Consulting. And you have been talking about wonderful, wonderful ways why engaging online programs are important, and then how to engage the brain, how to give them the information, not only in the manner that it's delivered, but answering the why, what, how, and if questions, depending on what I would call their brain quadrant dominance and what's most important to them. Now, if a listener wants to consider adding an online program, so going back to this topic, if someone wants to add an online program to their services, what do you recommend to them to get them started? Because it's kind of overwhelming. You know, when you think about, I mean, it's big enough to sit down and do 5 hours of recording or 10 hours of recording or whatever, and then create the handouts and the PDFs and the visuals and all of that. It can be kind of overwhelming because then you have to think about, well, how do I actually do it? What's the format? What's the program that I use? So it becomes something that we put off, we procrastinate off because it's just too overwhelming. What advice do you have? What do you recommend that will get a listener, one of our entrepreneurs that are listening, started in this, in doing an online program?
Yeah, so I think that's such an important question and such a great question. The very first thing I want to perhaps tell you the story of how I did this, because I would want them not to do it that way. What I did the very first time, and I decided, as I mentioned earlier, that I wanted to create programs and I wanted to work with groups and I wanted to work online. So, you know, an online program was the natural response to that. I just sat down and created a program. I just like, okay, I figured out how to do these videos, and I did, you know, at the beginning I was a little awkward about it. I wrote out every script, and, you know, later, now I don't write any scripts at all. I just go and talk to my videos. But at that time, everything was scripted, so you can imagine huge amount of hours went into the creation of this five-module program with five videos. Each of them, now I hope you're sitting down, was a one-hour video, and had a handbook as well that I handed out. And then I had some people go through the course, and I realized that it wasn't hitting the mark, no wonder. And then what I did is I'm like, okay, it's the topic. So I found a new topic, and I created another program using exactly the same methodology on a different topic. I put even more work into it, and I had the same results. And that's when I realized that I didn't really know what I didn't know. And at that point, I thought, I need some help. If I really want to do this, I cannot do this on my own. And I need to work with somebody who knows what they've done, and they've done this before. So I actually looked for a mentor, and I can only recommend to your listeners to do the same thing. If this is something that you want to do, you need to have some mentor. If it's your business coach, if you enroll in a program about this, if you're working with somebody who is experienced, has done it before in your network, just don't try and do it on your own, because you will be really wasting a lot of time. If somebody comes to me and works with me, the very first thing I always do is get really clear on the audience. Who are we creating this program for? We need to know that audience intimately, is always what I say. So I have a course that takes people through a step-by-step process of understanding who the audience is. And that really gives them that clarity. The client I was telling you about before was just going through a coaching program with me. I could observe how she was going through this program, and it became clear that she started on the surface. She looked at her client very much from a surface, and then she got really deep, and she got really deep, and she really then knew who she wanted to serve, what their problems and concerns were, and how she can help them overcome that. And that's really the one of the most important steps. The other really important step is to understand what you want from the program. What do you want the program to do for you in your life and how you run your business? Because that will also inform how to build a program that serves that. If you want to travel all over the place, you don't want to have a program that ties you to having to do a session every week at a certain time. You want to be much more flexible at that. So really understanding what you want, what your clients want, that's the most important way to get started. And yes, there's a lot of technical decisions to be made, but don't make them too early. Don't put yourself under that pressure. Understanding first what you are creating, that will inform what systems and software packages you need. I often have people come to me and say, well, I've just signed up for this and this and this, and now I want a program. And now what we're trying to do is fit the program into their setup of their technology rather than get the technology that best suits the program they want to create. So I recommend not to buy into any programs, but to actually wait until you know exactly what you want and then find the best possible fitting program. And when you're working with somebody, your business coach, or you're working with somebody like myself who is helping people to create online programs, then they will help you to make that best fit of the technology to the needs that you have. I also typically talk about six essentials, and these six essentials are to be really clear about your vision, to have an appropriate demand in your business so that you have people who want actually what you've got, to be clear about the interest in creating programs, to know kind of that this is about risk-taking, as anything that we do as entrepreneurs. There's a certain risk involved, and we need to be prepared to take it, to understand where we are with systems so that we know which gaps we need to fill, and that really clear clarity about your niche is really important, and those are the six essentials. Know where you are now so that you know what you need to work on, and then, yeah, as I said, work with somebody to help you to accomplish it.
That's some great information, because the entrepreneur's brain, and I speak to this a lot, is a very big picture. The home of entrepreneurialism in the brain is also the big picture section of the brain. So as entrepreneurs, we get very impulsive and we see the big picture and we're like, okay, I just want to jump in and do it. And we neglect the details. And that's because the detail portion of the brain is the hardest section of our brain as an entrepreneur to access. And so this is great information that you just gave us on really don't reinvent the wheel. Don't try to go figure it all out yourself. Outsource to someone who or hire someone or get coaching from someone who has that expertise. It will save you time and money in the long run. Mm. And really factor out the costs in terms of details and what it's going to take you to actually pull this to fruition. Because I would have to say that a lot of the listeners, if they're entrepreneurs, probably have two or three programs or two or three books or two or three ideas that they started, if not 10 or 20.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, never came to fruition because they didn't understand all of those details.
Yeah.
All right. Well, you have been an
true.
Amazing. I'm sorry. What was that?
No, that's very true. I think that you're absolutely right. A lot of us, we start a lot of projects, and because we don't have that follow-through and we don't have the support to help us with the follow-through, a lot of these projects fall by the wayside, and they could be a game changer in your business.
That's great advice. Well, I want everyone, I want to first just thank you so much for being online here with me and being on the show with me. You know, I want the listeners to be able to access more of your wisdom. And you have offered an amazing gift to a complimentary gift, a self-assessment, and it is called From Burnout to Six Figures with Online Programs. Can you tell the listeners real briefly what that is and what they're going to, how that's going to help them move forward with their programs?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so this is a very simple self-assessment, something you download and complete yourself, and it will actually give you that status quo of where you are on those six essentials that I mentioned so that you have some clarity about where you need to put your focus on and what where you are already doing pretty well. And that will help you to get started, to understand where your gaps are. You know, we need to understand where we are in order to know how we get to where we want to get to. And so you can download that, and I think you'll have the link on the event page here today. And you just download that, and you will get some follow-up emails that go into greater detail of those particular six essentials, so you learn more in the follow-up email. So make sure you provide me with an email address where you actually also see the emails and read the emails so that you get those follow-up emails. The other thing I wanted to just perhaps, if it's okay with you, Julie, I just wanted to let listeners know about an event that I have coming up. Because for
absolutely.
Those of you who are
gonna,
kind of intrigued.
Yes, absolutely.
Sorry.
I was going to have you introduce that next. You have a Big Leap Boot Camp live event. So tell us about that.
Yeah, so this is a three-day training event, and it's really about everything we talked about here of how do you create online programs, how do you make them engaging, who is your audience for them, how do you put your programs into a bigger strategic picture of the business, your signature leverage system, to really think about bigger, not just into the program, but where does it fit in your business. And how do you fill those programs, regardless if you're speaking from the stage to many or if you're speaking one-on-one? What are the components that we want to consider? So there's a huge amount of information that you get, and it's a great way for you to either get started if you are starting to think about this but you don't really know yet how this will work in your business, great way to come and learn about that. Or if you're already well on the way of creating your programs, then it still is a great event for you to come to learn how to make your programs amazing, engaging, and how to fill your programs. So it's for both the person who is starting out and the person who is already well on the way. That event is 26 to 28 October in Vancouver, BC. And the good news for you Americans is we are on Canadian dollars, and that means that everything is about 30% cheaper for you than for us up here. When you're coming up here, I have amazing hotel rate that is just, you would think, probably ridiculously low. So for people who are staying at the hotel. So it's really, from an investment perspective, it's a great way to get you started into this topic. And that's also, I will make you available to you a discount coupon for the event that gives you $200 off for the event. And my early bird is still on, so it's a great time to book.
That is awesome. All of those are awesome. So I want all the listeners to know that there's the links for everything that we're talking about and how to contact and get in touch with Petra is on the show page. So if you go to brainladyspeaks.com and you look for today's show, for the next week, it will be the one at the top. It will be the first one that will show up. But you will be able to connect with her through all of those. So her website is PetraMeyerConsulting.com. So that's always a great place to start. Petra Meyer, and Meyer is M-A-Y-E-R, consulting.com. The assessment link is also there on the show page, as well as the link to be able to register for her Big Leap Boot Camp live event and all of the information on that. So all of those, and you can also, if you just want to reach out and connect with her, maybe you want to set up a phone appointment to just get some basic questions answered, you can send her an email at Petra, so P-E-T-R-A, Petra, at PetraMeyerConsulting.com. So I encourage all of my listeners, if this is something that you have been thinking about doing, maybe you want to get your toes wet, you're just on the edge there, reach out and connect with Petra. As she, obviously, you can tell from listening to her, the interview here today, she is a wealth of information on this topic. So she would be a great businesswoman for you to connect with. Well, Petra, I want to thank you very much for being on the Brain Lady Speaks radio show today and sharing your wisdom. I look forward to connecting with you more. I have other things that I think you would be a great fit for in other interviews. So thank you for being on the show today. I appreciate it.
Well, Julie, thank you so much for having me. And do you mind if I'll just throw something else in for your audience?
Sure, real quick.
I'm just in the process of finishing off a short 5-module program, which I would like to extend to your audience for free for the next 3 months. So anybody who is signing up for the free assessment, listening to the show, will also get the information about how to get access to that program for free, and that will help you to get a better picture about what online programs can do for you in your business, how to get started, and so it's perfect for the person who is only just starting to think about that. So I want to throw that in, but it's in the process of finishing the program. It's not even done yet, and I'm already giving it away.
Wonderful. Well, thank you once again, Petra, for being on the program today and for sharing your wisdom with the listeners. Greatly appreciate it. Well, listeners, I know that you have just, your brains are probably very full at this point in time. And I really encourage you to reach out and get in contact with Petra and continue to expand your business exposure based on online programs and addressing the brain, making sure that you do it in a way that the brain is going to enjoy. We are almost out of time here on the Brain Lady Speaks radio show. So real quick, I want to encourage everyone to connect with me. If you have an idea for a great interview for the show, maybe you read a book, maybe you have something connected to life, business, and relationships and the brain, and you're fascinated with it and you want to share that with the listeners, shoot me an email at info@brainladyspeaker.com, and we'll see if we can't connect and share that information on the program. Maybe it's just a resource that you found that you want me to mention on the show that you think would be great. Send me an email. If you want to set up an appointment to talk with me about different things, that different ways that we can help you at your best mind to achieve more in your life, your business, and your relationships, please do that. Keep in mind that yourbestmindonline.com, that is my go-to website for all of the resources and tools that I have to offer to my clients and my customers to be able to achieve more in their life, business, and relationships by engaging the brain and maximizing the power of their brain personality connection. If you want more information on the certification program, please send me an email as well at either info@yourbestmindonline.com or at info@brainladyspeaker.com. And stay connected with me. Stay connected with me on either subscribe to the show here on the Blog Talk Radio, the brainladyspeaks.com radio show, or go to all of the social media outlets. I am Brain Lady Julie on Instagram. I am Brain Lady Julie on LinkedIn, Purple Brain Lady at Purple Brain Lady on Facebook, and Your Best Mind Online on Facebook. So lots of ways that you can stay at Brain Lady on Twitter. Lots of ways you can stay connected with me. And until next week, I want everyone to simply just take deep breaths and enjoy every moment.
thank you for tuning in to this episode of Brain Lady Speaks with Julie Anderson. Julie Brain Lady Anderson is considered to be one of the nation's top experts on the brain-personality connection. She has been inspiring her audiences to fire up their brains and ignite positive changes in their relationships. And now, every week, she is here to bring that change to you. Julie often tells people that their greatest asset is not their stock portfolio, not their real estate holdings, or even their retirement account. No, it's what you were naturally born with, your brain. When you learn to tap into the potential